This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. What's going on? Aaron Chen here. Hope you're doing well. Welcome to episode 166 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are doing well. I hope you are safe. I hope you're wearing your mask wherever you are in the world, because this COVID pandemic is pretty crazy, isn't it? I mean, even here in Malaysia, we thought we had our numbers under control, but obviously we don't, because we're on our second lockdown and the numbers are spiking. They're going crazy. In fact, I'm out right now. I just went through a roadblock because they're just, you know, trying to control the flow of people and make sure people aren't, you know, going out for some reasons, right? And I'm actually just on the way out to grab some groceries, which is essential. So, you know, I'm just gonna go there and then head back home. But anyway, I thought I would condense some time frames and record this podcast episode for you. And you know, the whole pandemic is really, you know, getting me on this whole mode of why it's so important to start, you know, a business right now, especially if you are someone who is just working a normal 9-to-5 job and you're relying on normal income from your job. Maybe you're, you know, working 8-9-10 hours a day, Monday to Friday, maybe on the weekends, and you're getting a salary at the end of every single month. I mean, you are in trouble. You're not in a good place. You know, I mean, when I was working a full-time job, well, all the way up to April 2019, you know, it was one of the riskiest jobs in the world, because I was in recruitment, and when the economy is doing really well, there are plenty of jobs and recruiters have work, right? But when the economy crashes or something goes wrong and there are not that many jobs out there, that, you know, that's one of the jobs that are really affected, because you don't have jobs to find for people, if that makes sense, right? So if the job flow goes down, then your own job is going to be affected. So it was a very risky industry to be in. When times are good, it was good. When times are bad, it was bad. Essentially, it was like that. And so with this whole global crisis, there are a lot of industries that are just getting, you know, decimated, right? Depending on what industry you're in. You know, if you're in architecture, you probably struggle a little bit. If you have some sort of retail business or you're in retail, oh, you've definitely struggled, especially if your retail company isn't or doesn't have a very strong online presence, right? And so it's scary. And so I wanted to talk about this, you know, whole idea of starting a business. That's really important, right? Because if you're in a situation where you don't have a business and you don't have business income, then you're relying solely on your employer to give you a salary at the end of every single month. And I kind of, you know, relate that to playing Monopoly. I'm sure you played Monopoly before. And being in a full-time job, a 9-to-5 job, is like playing Monopoly without really buying any of the houses and the hotels, or upgrading or buying any of the properties that you land on. It's literally like playing Monopoly, rolling the dice and going around the whole Monopoly board, not doing anything, and just collecting your $200 after you pass go every single time. That's what it's like to be in a 9-to-5 job, right? Which means that you are relying on passing go every single month to collect your salary, if that makes sense. So no matter what you do, your salary isn't really going to increase by that much. Yes, obviously, with most jobs, as the years go by, if you're talented especially, right, and you're very driven, you'll get promoted, and sure, your income is going to increase incrementally, all right, but you're never really going to have that exponential explosion in income. It's just not possible, because that's not how the fundamentals of working a, you know, 9-to-5 job works. However, on the flip side, if you treat your life the way that Monopoly is meant to be played, which is you're supposed to go through the board, you're supposed to buy, you know, specific properties that you land on, and you're supposed to build houses and hotels, then that's when your life starts to get really, really interesting. And that's how you win the game of Monopoly, right? Because every time somebody lands on your properties, on the board, they have to pay you based on whether you own that piece of property and whether you have houses or hotels built on that particular property, right? If you have houses or hotels, they pay you more, and that's how you win the game in the end, right? And so the moral of this story is that if you want to win in life, you have to play it, you know, in a smart way, okay? The 9-to-5 job way, and, you know, busting your butt and tail for somebody else, building somebody else's dream, and then collecting your paycheck every at the end of every single month, is an okay way to live life. However, You know, it's not the safest way. And look, if you love your job, then that's great. You consider yourself extremely lucky, and you're probably less than 1% of the entire world that actually loves what they do, all right? But if you're like 99% of the world that hates what they do, and they're just working a full-time job because so that they can, you know, put food on the table and get by, then you need to change what you're doing. Otherwise, you're just gonna keep getting the same result over and over and over again. And you know, I started talking about this at the height of the pandemic, because at the height of the pandemic, which was roughly around March, April time, right, when you know the entire world was kind of on lockdown, my business income tripled while people were losing their jobs. It was absolutely crazy. Now, I don't say that to show off, but really just to prove a point that when you strategically invest in the right kind of business model, and you structure your life in a certain way, then you can come out on top even in the worst situations, if that makes sense, right? And that's kind of the whole idea that I want to give you in today's episode, is that it is crucial that you look at starting an online business, okay? Not just any business. Obviously, offline businesses is the worst thing to do right now. You can still do pretty well depending on what business you're in. But with the advent of technology and with everything that's going on, I think it's pretty, you know, plain to see, and it's pretty obvious that if you want to do well, you have to start something online, because everything is going online, right? People are doing workshops online. They're selling digital information online. They're educating people online. People are, you know, having drinking parties with their friends online, right? In fact, I'm going to be, attending a little drinking party with my friends this evening, because it's my friend's birthday. We can't meet up because there's a limit on how many people can be in someone's house, right? So we're meeting up for a beach party, a quote-unquote beach party on Zoom, right? I mean, this is kind of the new normal, right? And this is not going to go away. Even after the pandemic is over, people are just so used to doing stuff online that it's going to be just that way even more and more and more, right? Even with the way that people are purchasing stuff, right? Hardly, people don't really go to the shopping malls anymore. People spend all their money and time on Shopify stores and Amazon to buy their products, right? Because that's just the way that society is moving. So if you don't jump on that boat, if you don't try and create something for yourself, you know, even on the side, right, then you're putting yourself in a very, very vulnerable position, okay? So play the game of Monopoly the way that it's meant to be played, which is to buy properties, which is to build businesses, which is to, you know, build houses and hotels so that you can create additional streams of income as people, you know, land on your stuff and you know, as you're playing, you know, through the game, right? Obviously, that's an analogy for building a business in real life, okay? So let's talk about what business to build, how to build it, and how you can get started, okay? So if you're in a position where you're like, okay, Aaron, I want to build a business, I get it, right? Because maybe this is like, I don't know, fifth episode where you've been hearing me jabber on about how important it is to start some sort of online business. Well, what do you start, right? And the biggest problem I think that people have is they don't have that much income and they don't have that much time. These are the two biggest problems that I hear all the time, right? Well, remember, when I started my online business in 2009, all those years ago, 11 plus years ago now, I didn't have that much money and I didn't have that much time, because I was in a day job. I was basically a broker. I was working in Shanghai, and that job required a lot of my time. I was literally working 12 hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week. So when do you have time to build anything, right? Well, you know, just like anything in life, everything that's worth doing requires a little bit of sacrifice. It's not going to be easy, okay? It's not meant to be easy. If things were so easy, then, you know, everybody would be happy and we'd be living in an amazing world. But unfortunately, life is hard and life is unfair, right? And it's the people that are willing to sacrifice in the right way that always come out on top, okay? Just remember that, right? When you are, whenever you have a down day, just remember that it's about facing those problems head on, which will really help you to, you know, come out on the better end of life every single time, okay? It's about doing the hard things. If you do the easy things, look, easy things don't get you paid, right? Easy things aren't gonna create freedom. Easy things aren't gonna help you spend more time with your family. It's about doing the hard things every single day, every single time you come up against a roadblock. It's about, you know, working that problem and doing the hard things that will start to give you an incredible life. Remember that, all right? So it is important to, when you're looking at your business, okay, to number one, start an online business, all right? And the best business that you can start is affiliate marketing, okay? It's the most affordable, it's the most profitable, and it's the easiest one to start with. And if you don't know what an affiliate marketing business is, all it is when you sell digital products, digital educational products, to people all over the world that have a big problem that they're trying to solve. So for example, if they want to learn how to lose weight, they want to learn how to fit into their wedding dress, they want to learn how to fall in love, they want to attract the opposite sex, they want to start a garden, right, in their backyard, they want to get six-pack abs, they want to learn how to generate leads on Facebook, they want to learn how to make money from home. There is always a product that they are willing to buy if the information is good, all right? And so if you can provide that course, that program to them, and you do it in the right way, people are willing to spend good money on programs like that, and that's called affiliate marketing. All right. The beauty about affiliate marketing is that it's very, very low cost compared to all the other business online business models out there, like drop shipping, like e-commerce, like starting a digital agency. It is still one of the most affordable ways to get started. Okay. So, look, if you can't even put, you know, a few hundred dollars into your business every single month, then unfortunately, you're going to have to find a way to do it. All right, be resourceful. Sell all that crap in your attic, right? Stop smoking so much, stop drinking so much. Save some of your money. Practice something called delayed gratification, which means that don't spend all of your salary every single month. Save a little bit, because you don't need those pair of Yeezys. You don't need that, you know, nice shirt that just came out from whatever branded company you're thinking of, right? Save some of that money, practice delayed gratification. That's what I did for years. And then save that money, and when you have enough in your investment pot, take some of that money and invest it into your business. Okay, again, it's one of the most inexpensive businesses to start compared to something like a restaurant that's going to cost you $200,000. If you wanted to start a salon, that's like $125,000. If you wanted to start some sort of consultancy, easily over $50,000. All right, so a few hundred dollars every single month is nothing. It's a drop in the ocean compared to starting a traditional business out there. So really, you have no excuses. Okay, really, I mean, if you can't even afford that, then you're probably, you know, struggling to put food on the table. And if that's the case, then you have much, much bigger problems, and you should go and solve those issues before you even think of starting an online business, right? The second thing is time. And a lot of people, you know, they struggle with this. They say, well, Aaron, I've got a family, I've got a full-time job, how am I supposed to build this business on the side? Well, listen, you know, everybody's got a full-time job. Everybody has something that they have to, you know, spend their time on in order to pay the bills, right? Well, think about the times when you're not necessarily working at your day job all the time. Well, when are some of those times? And I've spoken about this a lot in my, you know, some of my other episodes. It's called condensing time frames, right? So when you commute to the office, you're not really doing anything, right? 1 hour there, 1 hour back, you should be consuming some video content. You should be watching, you know, some video training, or you should be listening to a podcast that will help you build your business. Right? Or you could be shooting video, like I was 1 hour there, 1 hour back. I bought a little stand in my car and I shot a YouTube video on the way to the office and on the way back. That's two videos a day, 60 videos a month. You can do some serious damage with 60 videos a month, okay? And that's just video. What if you were to do other stuff as well, right? What about, you know, after dinner, you've got maybe an hour or two that you can squeeze in into your business, right? Yes, it's not the best. Yes, you have to sacrifice a little bit. But if you sacrifice a little bit today so that you can be super comfortable tomorrow, isn't that sacrifice worth it, right? What are you doing on the weekends? Are you, you know, watching Netflix all weekend? Are you watching Netflix all night? Are you getting drunk every single weekend with your friends, right? I mean, these are the times to be building, and that's what I did. You know, for 8 years, 2009 to 2016, instead of getting drunk every single weekend, I would be hustling on my business 3-4 hours on a Saturday and a Sunday. I know it sucks, right? It does, and it did. But you know what? You know what doesn't suck? What doesn't suck is not having to work a full-time job, you know, from 8:30 to 6 p.m. every single day anymore. And, you know, what doesn't suck is that I don't have to wear a suit to work every single day and report into someone else who pays me my salary at the end of every single month. That's what doesn't suck, all right? And so, yes, it's going to take a little bit of time for you to do that, but when you focus and you put in a little bit of time on the right activities, that's how you can start a very, very successful business. Build an income on the side that is going to grow exponentially beyond your monthly salary, and it's going to completely change your life. Okay, so I'm going to get off my soapbox right now, and I'm going to let that sink in a little bit, and let me know what you think of that idea. Okay, so if you're someone who has been wanting to start an online business, maybe you've been wanting to start some sort of income on the side, and you understand that this is the time to do it, right? then let me know on the platform, you know, whichever platform you're listening to this on, whether it's Spotify or, you know, the Apple Play Store or wherever you're listening to this on, let me know what you think, okay? Because I would love to hear your thoughts on starting an online business and why creating an income for yourself is so much more powerful than having a 9-to-5 job where it's kind of like, again, playing Monopoly where you don't do anything but you just go around the board collecting your measly $200 every time you pass go. Anyway, I hope you're doing well. I hope you're staying safe, and I will catch you on the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.